This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Native American students are absent from school far more often than their peers in Colorado. A new study by the Associated Press says nearly half of all Native students are chronically absent from school. That means they miss more than 10% of school days. In Colorado, the gap in absenteeism between Native students and the state average is 23 points, one of the biggest in the country. Scientists at Colorado Mesa University have won a $5 million prize for rainforest research. Over the past 4 years, Team Limelight competed to measure biodiversity with trials in Singapore and Brazil. Biology professor Danita Weeks said processing data in the tropics requires creativity.
For the DNA sequencing side of things, trying to do it in the field completely in a tent off of a car battery seemed like a really wild idea. So that in itself was something that, you know, we'd never tried before.
Team Limelight's project used drones to place monitoring equipment in tree canopies. The Jefferson County Schools Board of Education has given its superintendent a sterling evaluation. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The board hired Tracy Dorland as superintendent in 2021. The October evaluation shows she met the vast majority of her goals. She received praise for prioritizing excellent teaching skills, strengthening the role of the district's fundraising foundation, and promoting a sense of belonging for students. She partially met academic achievement goals because one grade level saw a 2-point decrease in reading scores. A big goal for this year is to continue making the case for a property tax increase. Jeffco collects the lowest amount of additional revenue per student among big metro districts. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
In the skies over Colorado this week, low-flying helicopters as state biologists begin assessing big game herds. The surveys will help determine future hunting license numbers. The state will also capture some deer and elk around Leadville, Canyon City, and South Park for a different study. The helicopters will help count bighorn sheep and moose herds. This is CPR News.